You're listening to WLXL LPFM Lexington, and this is Interview Radio with Kaki Urch and Ben Wolf. We're welcoming our next guest, Jim Embry, and he is here to talk about this very exciting grouping of events that is coming up in our neighborhood, here in the East End, here on the North Side, and around the city in different places and schools, all the way out to the Keeneland Racetrack during the lead up to the Breeders' Cup. And it's about one of our most famous Lexingtonians, and most well, maybe not most famous, needs to be more famous, but most accomplished Lexingtonians, Isaac Murphy, the jockey. So welcome, Jim. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for opening up this interview space to discuss this wonderful week called Celebrating Isaac Murphy.
And so Ben, do you want to start us off and ask a couple questions of Jim Embry?
Yeah, sure. Well, who is Isaac Murphy, I guess, first of all? Why is it important that we know about his accomplishments?
Well, Isaac, of course, is primarily known as probably this country's most accomplished jockey of all time, having won three Kentucky Derbies, having won some 44% of all of his races. He was an individual who was from Lexington. He and his wife, Lucy, owned a really large house over on 3rd Street at the site, actually, of what is now called the Isaac Murphy Memorial Art Garden that began as an initiative back in 2006. He both was a jockey as well as an owner of a number of horses, and he rode his first race at now the historic, no longer present, but it was called the Kentucky Association Racetrack, which is located right off of Race Street and, as you were mentioning, Lexington's East End. But he also won all the other important races. Back in the early beginnings of the Derby was not the signature race it is today. There were many other more famous races and derbies, and Isaac rode and won almost every significant race back in the 1800s. And because he was had come from enslaved parents, okay?
So he was born into slavery.
And he himself was enslaved, but came out of those conditions of the post-emancipation era when it was not easy to be African-American. There was all kinds of oppression and violence and attempts to create for a newly freed people a disadvantaged situation. But for him to rise up out of that kind of condition and become this accomplished jockey, accomplished owner, it's just fascinating. And, with all the interest, in the city about rethinking about certain monuments around the city, we shouldn't think solely about, this idea of removing certain monuments, but we should think about the other part is we should have had 20, 30, or 50 monuments to people like Isaac, okay?
Right, and your interest in Isaac Murphy began, well, first of all, help folks who don't know you, because we all know you so well, but help folks who might be new understand Jim Embry and his kind of mission in life and what you do.
Well, I'm born and raised in Lexington, born in Richmond, moved to Covington when I was a youngster, and then came to Lexington in 1967 to attend UK. But I began as a community activist around 10 years old, and my mother was the president of the Congress of Racial Equality up in Covington. I was on picket lines and demonstrations and wait-ins and sit-ins and whatever.
And that was the group known as CORE.
CORE,
very,
exactly.
Very
yeah,
active
yeah,
in
yeah,
the
yeah.
60s and 70s.
Yeah. So my life has been, filled for 50-plus years with a mission of both community activism, looking at what we should change, but also looking at what's possible, being a visionary, being someone who wanted to create alternatives. And certainly this radio station is an example of that idea of visionary people who recognize that we need alternatives to the mainstream kind of media and mainstream kind of institutions. So
well, that's awfully nice. Deborah Hensley, our founder, appreciates
I know Deborah
that.
Very well.
I know. Deborah worked very hard to get us on the air with this alternative.
Absolutely.
We're so happy about
yes.
it.
Yes. That way you get a different kind of a news and stories like mine and ours who've been involved in this, again, this week-long effort around Isaac Murphy can be told. But, you know, back in 2006, as a kind of like a recent effort around Isaac Murphy, a good friend of mine named Brother Bruce Mundy and I were asked by a group called Leadership Lexington to suggest a year-long community service project in the East End. And Bruce and I had been working together in Lexington since the 70s. I kind of first heard about the racetrack and Isaac Murphy and the jockeys there back in 1971 mm-hmm. when Bruce and I had an organization called JOMO, and we were renting it from a guy named Put Simpson. And Put Simpson was a bookie. And he's the one that mentioned, well, you know, this race street where we had our office at used to be the entry into this racetrack, which I was new to me. And he was saying that back in the day at this racetrack, most all the jockeys and many of the trainers, probably most all the grooms, were African American.
Mm-hmm.
And so I first heard about this racetrack and these jockeys back in the 70s. And that kind of information, sometimes you get information, wisdom, tidbits from elders, and you kind of just sits on a back burner,
mm-hmm.
more or less. And then back in the middle 90s, Bruce and I again were integral in the more recent restoration of what's called the African Cemetery Number 2 on 7th Street.
Okay, so that's 7th and what? Is that 7th?
7th and Chestnut.
Chestnut,
uh-huh,
okay.
Yeah, uh-huh. And that cemetery was formed back before emancipation by some very wise, both free and enslaved individuals. That cemetery was where Isaac was buried.
Right.
Okay, and his wife
this
as well.
Leading citizen there in that local cemetery.
Oh, absolutely.
On 7th
and,
Street.
And the story goes that some 500 people left Isaac and Lucy's home on 3rd Street, and this funeral contingent went all the way around 3rd Street, went towards downtown, I think, Limestone or Broadway,
mm-hmm.
and then made its way down 7th Street. 500 people
wow.
were in that funeral entourage, if you will. So in our effort to help restore the cemetery, then of course all the different names of folk in the cemetery again kind of rose up out of the ashes. And we were aware that back in the 60s that there was an effort that was completed to remove Isaac's remains from the cemetery and to move them, the people thought, I guess, to a more secure place. but he was moved out where Man of War was buried on Huckman Mill Road. And then when they were developing the horse park, Isaac was once again dug up, he and Man of War, and they were placed out at the Kentucky Horse Park. So that 90s effort to restore the cemetery, you know, both raised questions about, you know, couldn't we do something back in the cemetery to honor Isaac and Lucy,
mm-hmm.
And even maybe do some things with the horse park. But anyway, but in 2006 again, we were asked to provide a community project for Leadership Lexington. And Bruce and I, you know, if you know him, if you know me, we're not people of few words, and we're not men of few ideas. And we'd already begun the effort of naming community garden spots. Matter of fact, right near the radio station, in an empty lot next to Progress Market, is where we had at one time a garden that we named the Mary E. Britton Community Art Garden
mm-hmm.
in honor of Mary Britton, who was Lexington's first African-American female physician who owned a house right there off of North Upper Street.
And there's been recent press coverage on that story,
yeah. Oh,
hasn't
yeah.
there?
Oh,
there
yeah.
A couple
oh, yeah.
of stories. I think was it Tom Evelyn had a
yeah,
story?
Yeah, sure did. Sure did.
Okay.
So again, so when we were approached by Leadership Lexington, we were aware of the equestrian games coming up in 2010. So we right away jumped at the chance to write up a project. And we developed a concept paper. We found the location because we knew from our research
that Murphy's home was somewhere near this corner of 3rd and Midland, mm-hmm. because the books describe from their home, you could look at the race course from the second floor, okay? It was back then called Fowler Street, not 3rd Street.
Okay.
So we were aware that his home was somewhere near this corner, and we were aware that not only was his home there, but he raced at this racetrack, he owned horses there, and we were aware that we could do something that might tie in to the equestrian games. So we came back with the actual name that was bestowed, the name that we thought about, mm-hmm. okay, the location, as well as the concept. We talked about art gardens, which is in the garden now.
Right.
We talked about historical panels. They're going to be in the garden. We talked about community panels in the community. Those would be panels along the Legacy Trail, okay? We talked about this space being an art garden and not a park, because we wanted the space to be to connect past, present, and future,
mm-hmm.
To showcase an interactive space where basically young people could come and not only look at art, but create art, okay, perform, things like that. And this whole notion of sustainability, using recycled items, so we've unearthed the actual foundation for Isaac's house.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. As it turns out, you know, several years ago, there was a good friend named Pam Brenniger who found even more accurate documentation showing that the Murphy's home was right here at this spot, which we kind of had an idea of back in 2006. There was an excavation done, and we found the actual foundation stones for the house, and they had been kind of lifted up into the ground level now of the art garden. So those kind of points of historical development, the cemetery restoration work, mm-hmm. where we had this uplifting of Isaac and his wife and people who were buried there, this art garden named for Isaac Murphy, mm-hmm. okay, that we wanted. So the Legacy Trail, okay, that developed out of the Knight Foundation, mm-hmm. was inspired because we already had this location. Okay.
For it to start. The
Murphy Art Garden.
That is the beginning.
Exactly. Exactly.
The Murphy Art Garden is the beginning of the Legacy Trail, which is what, a 13-ish mile trail?
Yes.
Out to the Kentucky Horse Park, where Isaac Murphy and Man of War are both laid to rest. I've visited the grave.
Uh huh.
So it's an intentional path.
Yes.
I had no idea of those connections. I knew those points of start and stop, and I knew the history of both, but I didn't know that it was part of your idea.
Absolutely. Wow, that's wonderful. And because of that art garden development, what would happen, again, we were asked to provide a project that would be a year-long project for that class of leadership Lexington. It's been 9 years, okay? So we gave leadership Lexington far more than we asked for, and we wound up, in my estimation, Bruce and I, gifting to the city of Lexington, gifting to the state of Kentucky,
mm-hmm.
and as well as gifting to the nation, okay, the first physical space that's devoted to Isaac Murphy,
mm-hmm.
who impacted the entire American racing industry,
right.
Okay? So this is a gift to the entire nation. And it has, over the even the early years, it received quite a bit of national attention. We had a guy named Eddie Dixon, who's a real famous African-American bronze sculptor,
mm-hmm.
Who's done work for NASA and done work for Exxon, sure. and whatever, who called us, you know, asking if he could have a role, okay, in preparing some signature art for this space. We got calls from the National Racing Hall of Fame,
mm-hmm.
saying, oh, well, you guys down there are finally recognizing your own native son. Well, he was the first jockey that we inducted in the Hall of Fame.
Really?
So we're happy that you all are recognizing. Okay, he's from right there in Lexington in Kentucky. So,
East End, from the East End.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Now, let me let people know that you're listening to WLXL LPFM. This is interview radio every Tuesdays and Thursdays mornings. My name is Khaki Urch. My co-host is Ben Wolf. We are here with Jim Embry, and he is talking about the long history of Isaac Murphy and how we first, as a community, were able to raise this great jockey, African-American jockey, who lived in the East End and won more than 40% of his races, which is an astounding percentage.
Well,
how
actually, I've seen, according to him, he won 40% of his races.
Okay. Yeah. Well, right. I mean,
probably closer to 35, I think, are the official statistics.
Is that what they say? Okay, yeah, that's still pretty good. That's Pat Day level, wouldn't you say? That's probably about Pat
Day
level.
That's an amazing percentage.
Is that more than Pat Day?
Yeah. Hundreds of races.
And also, one thing to bear in mind, when you read the book...
Well, you haven't told them about the book yet.
By Pelham McDaniels, you will see that Isaac rode in a situation where there were jockeys... who were intentionally trying to hurt him, injure him, drug him. There were all kinds of forces from the owners, from the jockeys.
So this is the late 1800s. Who were working?
I don't think there's a race steward
no
in the 1800s.
Who were working against him.
Right.
But he was still successful. Okay? So whether we dispute his percentage of winning, we want to make sure that we bring in that he was riding... and some of the most difficult conditions of any jockey.
Right, right, absolutely. And so what's going on is Isaac Murphy is a son of Lexington, born into slavery and raised up to be one of the greatest jockeys of all time, the first one inducted into the National Hall of Fame, in fact. So around the 2000s and 1990s, we started getting to know that we had this great guy, and things have been done, including with Leadership Lexington, with Jim Embry and Bruce Mundy, bringing Isaac back. Frank X. Walker's very influential book, I Dedicate This Ride, the poem through the narratizing of Isaac's own voice.
Yes.
Which then became a play by the Message Theater, which then brings us back to now, which is the Lyric Theater is celebrating all this month its 5th anniversary. And here comes the Breeders' Cup. The first time in Lexington, the biggest race in horse racing, the entire racing world will be here and their eyes will be on it. And so Jim Embry's going to tell us about this entire week of events that are going to celebrate Isaac Murphy and allow the horse world to do so with us.
Absolutely. No, this week again was inspired by this incredible book by Professor Pelham McDaniels, professor at Emory University, who heads up their program of Africana Studies. And a couple years ago, he finally published his incredible 500-page book called Prince of Jockeys, The Life of Isaac Burns Murphy. And in publishing his book, published by UK Press, by the way, we met him about a year ago as he was coming back into Lexington for a couple of days. We had coffee with him, met him and talked with him. And the Keeneland Library, which had been one of his sources of research in the book on Isaac Murphy, got really excited about bringing him back into Lexington before the Derby. So Becky Ryder, who is the director of the Keeneland Library and Archives, began to assemble a group of other community organizations that had some tie-in either with the East End or with Isaac Murphy, which meant the board of the Art Garden, the Lyric Theater, different neighborhood associations, Kentucky Horse Park, for example, all worked together this April before the Derby to do another week of residency where Pelham McDaniel was willing to come into Lexington for an entire week. And we had all kinds of events.
This is Dr. McDaniels, PhD.
Yes, Dr. McDaniels. Yeah.
Former Kansas City Chief.
Yes.
So he's an athlete scholar.
Absolutely.
Focusing on this athlete. How did he come to the topic?
From what he tells us, again, as you had mentioned, coming out of college, he went into pro football in the NFL, spent, I think, 10 or 12 years playing for the Chiefs, where one of our, I think, Art Steele from UK went there as well years ago. And after retiring from football, he thought, well, what should be my next career? What can I do with my life beyond football? He thought about, I want to be of service to my community. I want to be able to maybe, you know, lift up my experience as an athlete so other young people around the country could be inspired and I can share my experience. So he went to grad school, got his PhD, okay, and history. And as he was preparing, I think, his dissertation mm-hmm. document, he thought about writing again about athletes and began reading about historical athletes. And then someone had mentioned this kind of forgotten story of all of these African-American jockeys, and also lifted up Isaac Murphy mm-hmm. as being one of the tops of all these early jockeys. I think Pelham just fell in love with the Isaac Murphy story mm-hmm. and has devoted the last 8 or 9 years to researching and writing this book about Isaac Murphy. So his book has been really inspiring for our community, because finally there's this well-researched 500-page book that tells the story, this incredible story of Isaac's courage, his skill, his capacity to manage his life in a way that was civil. He was a gentleman. He didn't get caught up in, in gambling and being dishonest and drinking and
fixing
whatever.
Races,
you know, a gentleman. And his wife was devoted to him and traveled with him wherever he went. So we're just...
And all sourced from a lot of local academic, true scholarly sources.
Absolutely,
you say, that
absolutely.
Dr. McDaniel
it's an amazing
did a lot
book.
Of the research here amazing in the book. Commonwealth.
Yeah. He traveled all around the country getting information from other newspapers, the Thoroughbred Record and things like that. And so we're excited, we're inspired. We love this brother, Pelham McDaniels, and just so happy to be able to be a part of the planning. So this spring again, we had a whole week of activities where he was the featured speaker and the person that was like the fulcrum that other organizations revolved around.
Sure.
And then we had a wonderful time back in April. And then again, we thought, why should we end this work now? Let's keep together as a planning committee, because sure. the work hasn't been done.
Sure.
Okay, whether on Isaac or other people like him. So we kept meeting over the summer to plan things this fall in that week preceding Breeders' Cup.
Right.
And we have, again, an entire week of some fantastic events and programs. And this time, the Lyric Theater mm-hmm. is serving as like the anchor community institution.
And this is a week-long thing you've got starting next weekend?
It's an entire week. Pelham, flies up here on Sunday.
October what?
October the 19th is when he comes in. And then on Monday, first of all, Pelham has a great exhibit that's been up to the Lyric Gallery since, I think, September. So we invite all the listeners to go by the Lyric between now and, I think, in December, and see this exhibit based upon Pelham's book. So Pelham will be hosting every day from Monday through Friday. About 6 different schools will be sending students, and they'll be circled around this exhibit, and Pelham will be doing like a talking tour of these great exhibit posters on his book. So that would be going on at the Lyric every day with students. And then the first public event is going to be held Tuesday evening at 6:30 at the Lyric, where Pelham will be giving, a major public presentation based upon his book. And that's at the Lyric Theater Tuesday at 6:30. And then the next public event.
That's Tuesday the 20th, is that? Or is that the...
I'm sorry, yeah. Tuesday the 20th.
So not this coming Tuesday.
No.
A week from.
October the 20th, yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
Time to get a babysitter.
Absolutely.
Plenty of time to get a babysitter.
No excuse.
And then on Thursday evening, Thursday afternoon, the Kentucky Horse Park, because of all this synergy around Isaac Murphy and these early jockeys and trainers, the horse park has been working to give Isaac a better treatment and a better look at the horse park. Mm-hmm. They have refashioned his headstone to mention his wife and his various accomplishments. They have restructured that whole oval where Isaac and Manowar are buried But even as importantly, in the museum, inside the museum, they now have a devoted gallery space devoted to the African-American jockeys, trainers, who played such an important role in the early history of racing, let's say, in Kentucky.
And talking to Jim Embry here, a community activist here, and a member of, what is it, the Isaac Murphy Committee, Memorial Committee?
Uh-huh, yeah.
And leader of that, we might want to mention for your average Lexingtonian that we have a street that's been named after one of these historic African-American jockeys trainers, Oliver Lewis Way, our handy street that cuts between Newtown Road and Versailles Road and actually makes those airport this way signs be true.
Absolutely. Right?
That was put in for the World Equestrian Games through some of President Obama's initiatives where if you had a shovel-ready project, you could bring it to the federal government and they would fund it. Mayor Newberry did that, and we got this Oliver Lewis Way.
Sure
so
do.
It's not just
sure
Isaac do. Murphy.
Yeah,
there, it's
yeah,
a whole
yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
a whole generation of people. But this week we'll raise up Isaac Murphy.
Absolutely, yeah. Oliver Lewis, just to add one little note, was the jockey who won the first Kentucky Derby, riding on Aristides.
Aristides, yeah.
And that horse was also trained by an African American. So, as you were saying, and that's why, you know, we call this art garden, we call it the Isaac Murphy Memorial Art Garden. The word memorial was put in there, and it was meant to say, while we named this art garden in honor of Isaac Murphy, we want to lift up all those people, the community of people who contributed to racing, who made racing possible. For jockey to be on a horse, you got to have trainers, grooms, people who muck the stalls, seamstresses who make the silks,
cooks,
leather makers, blacksmiths,
yep.
All those people make it possible for a jockey to win a race. So memorial meant that community of people. But again, so on Thursday, the 22nd of October, we're having a full day of events. We begin in the afternoon. I'm sorry, we begin in the morning at 10, where we are presenting Frank's play about Isaac Murphy to a full house of students and a major school performance of his play, I Dedicate This Ride.
And that's the Message Theater, is
yes,
that right?
Exactly.
Which is headed up by our own
Patrick Friday Mitchell
who is on this station from 7 to 9 weekday mornings.
He's our
air guy there.
Yeah, we love him dearly. So Thursday from 10 to noon will be, again, this public free performance of Frank's play at the Lyric that Thursday morning. And then at 2 o'clock, I mentioned the work being done at the Kentucky Horse Park. And I want to mention that David Cook, who is the director of the Horse Park Museum, has been really instrumental in these new initiatives going on at the Horse Park. Well, at 2 o'clock, he's invited the governor and the first lady. He's invited the mayor and many other people to come out to the horse park at 2 o'clock for this major unveiling, both of the new gravestone for Isaac Murphy, as well as this interior museum devoted to the memory of the African-American horse industry people.
And right there at the horse park that is at the conclusion of the Legacy Trail, or at the start, depending on where you're starting.
Yeah, both trailheads.
Sure,
Yeah. That's at 2 o'clock. And then we're going to be out there for about an hour, and then we're going to get in our cars and bikes and whatever and run back to the art garden at 3:30.
Mm-hmm.
And now in the art garden, we are going to be unveiling four interpretive panels.
Okay.
And actually, they're going to be panels, I think about 20 more all along the Legacy Trail.
And that's not this month. That'll be later
Right. But we've been promised by the Urban County government that these four panels will be ready on this day, the 22nd of October at 3:30, for an unveiling. So we've invited, maybe the governor and the wife will be able to stick around and come back downtown. If not, we invited the mayor and the entire listening audience of this station are also invited to the Murphy Art Garden at 3:30, that Thursday the 22nd, for this unveiling of the panels. But we're also going to have there's a young man named David Lee. I'm going to give him a little shout out. It's my cousin David, but he is David is actually playing the role of young Isaac in this play.
Okay, the okay. Message Theater production.
Exactly,
yeah,
exactly. Right. And he'll be, we've asked him to come and be a part of the unveiling. And we've also invited the members of the, it's called the Mustang Troupe, to come on horseback and be present for this fabulous, again, unveiling of these interpretive panels at the Art Garden. Now, we've also commissioned three pieces of art. And we need some money, we need some funds to help fund these art pieces, major pieces. But we'll have some replicas of those pieces there in the Art Garden as well. And then, so that kind of like, you know, fills up the day on Thursday, an incredible day of activities. Then on Friday, of course, is we do a couple of things on Friday, but the primary thing is that we're doing, again, this public presentation of Frank Walker's wonderful book and play that's devoted, again, to this incredible memory of Isaac Murphy. So we hope that all the listeners will come out. That's Friday evening at 7 o'clock. And it's also...
Is that at the Lyric
at
itself?
The Lyric.
Yes.
Uh-huh. At the Lyric Theater, Friday, 23rd of October. Will be again this wonderful presentation of Frank's. I dedicate this ride devoted to the memory of Isaac Murphy. So that's Friday evening. Frank, of course,
is the 2013 Poet Laureate of the Commonwealth of Kentucky. Andy is a winner of the NAACP Vision. What is it? Fire Award. What is it?
I think it's a Spirit Award.
It's a Spirit Award, or is it Image Award?
Image Award.
Image Award.
It might be Image Award.
Yes, for his work on was it Medgar Evers?
Yes.
Yeah, he's got a historical poem voicing book on Medgar Evers as
Frank has such an incredible way of using spoken word, you know, poetry style of writing to lift up these ancestral voices, just an incredible capacity he has, and we just love him dearly. And so that evening, on Friday, Frank will be there, Pelham will be there. We hope that we'll have people there from the Mustang Troops as well. At the reception, will be around 5:30 to 7, preceding the production, the presentation of the play. That's Friday evening. Then on Saturday morning at 10 o'clock, we're having another unveiling of another memorial at 10 o'clock. That's Saturday the 24th. And that will take place at the corner of 7th and Chestnut in the site of what is called the African Cemetery Number 2.
Yeah.
This is where, again, Isaac and his wife Lucy were buried, but their stones... you know, became lost in history, became lost in location. So we've been working there the last, you know, decade or more to find a way to kind of like pinpoint where they were buried, Isaac and Lucy. And what we've done, we've prepared a nice memorial bench dedicated to Isaac and Lucy, symbolizing that even though you're separated...
Right.
Okay.
Because Lucy's remains are still over there.
Still there.
In cemetery
still there.
Number
still
two,
there.
Right,
we're still
where
there.
Isaac's over with Man of War at the horse park.
Yes. So we're saying this bench represents our way of seating you both together, okay, and this memorial kind of a way. So we have that will be unveiled. And we have a nice sign out of, I think it's metal, fashioned in metal, that is a sign that is a kind of like a diamond shaped, which was part of the shape that was in that was on Isaac Murphy's
Isaac Silks, yeah.
Okay, so that will be the last effort of memorials. Mm-hmm. But then again, Saturday evening, we're back at the Lyric
with the play.
With the play once again, so we invite again all the listeners to. Pick your night. Pick either Friday, pick Saturday. Let's fill the lyric up. It holds 540 people. And we think that Lexington should come out to this play on this weekend as a gesture of how much we honor the individuals. You know, this whole idea of Black Lives Matter, where here's an example of a whole historical period of time where the black lives of those jockeys, trainers, grooms meant so much to creating Lexington being what's called the horse capital of the world.
Right.
So here's a way that we can put, you know, like some of our personal conviction, commitment, recognition, honor by attending either this play on these two nights as well as the other events for the whole week.
Sure. And then we do that in with the help and the eyes of the entire horse racing world here in our city for the Breeders' Cup.
Exactly.
Well, we are WLXL LPFM, your new community radio station here on the north side of Lexington. We've been with Jim Embry, and this is Interview Radio. My name's Kaki Urch. My co-host is Ben Wolf. There are all sorts of these things. And where's the best place on the web for people to sort of review some of this?
I would say look on the Lyric Theater website.
Okay.
Okay. And you'll have a listing of activities there. Now, I, on a different note, I'm the founder, director of what's called Sustainable Communities Network.
Right.
And we do a whole host of things around sustainability. But our website is sustainlex.org, sustainlex.org. On that website as well, you have a listing of all the events going on. Or if you go to my Facebook page, there'll be a listing there as well.
Jim Embry, E-M-B-R-Y.
Absolutely.
So we thank community activist Jim Embry for his decades of work surrounding Isaac Murphy. We thank him for taking time today to come to WLXL LPFM with me and Ben. And so we're going to jump back to the music.
Thank you all so much. And next time, I'm going to Ben do some talking, okay?
You know, we'll have, maybe we can get some time with Dr. McDaniel.
That'd be great.
And Ben can ask some questions of Dr. McDaniel. Yeah.
We sure can.
Absolutely.
We should schedule that, okay?
So We'll do it. Okay. We'll do it. Okay, well, that is wonderful. And we're back to music and our LXL programming.